morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Vine Church. I am thankful for this opportunity to be able to share God's word with you this morning, but especially on Father's Day. Happy Father's Day again to all the dads and the fathers here at the Vine, and those that are watching online. We are thankful for each and every one that is here and those who get to be part of the Vine Church, and we're thankful for the example that so many of you set for our children and for the children and the young in this church. And so we're excited today to see what God has for us on this Father's Day. But whether you're a father, not a father, a mother, not a mother, whoever you are, I believe that this message and this service today will be for you. That's what I've been praying for. And over, if you have been with us, you know, for any amount of time this year, over the last 6 months, we've been walking through this series called The Mount. And so each and every Sunday, we've been unpacking and studying the famous Sermon on the Mount. And so from Matthew chapter 5 all the way through Matthew chapter 7, we have walked through the various passages and teachings from Jesus. And I'm excited to be able to share this one with you today from the Sermon on the Mount. And so if you're joining us right now or later in the week, the focus of this message is for each and every one of us to walk away with the key to having a solid foundation. The key, not one of the keys, but the key, the one and only way for you and I to have a solid foundation for our lives. And so hopefully today that is what you take away. And so as I mentioned, we have been walking through the Sermon on the Mount, which is in Matthew chapter 5 through Matthew chapter 7. And right here, what we're going to cover today is the end of that famous and well-known sermon from Jesus. And I think it is only fitting that he wraps it up with this teaching right here. And as we walk through it, hopefully you will understand why as well. Because he uses it in a way to remind those that he was preaching to, as well as to us today, that is reading and still learning from his teaching, is the importance to listen and apply. To listen and apply his words. But isn't that something that is oftentimes easier said than done? It's easier to say, I will listen and apply, than oftentimes to actually listen and follow through with the application. But how many times do you struggle with that, maybe with a spouse, or with children, or maybe you did that as you were growing up with your parents? Maybe there are examples that your parents could give where you listened, but you did not apply. And you didn't follow through with the instruction that was given, because there's a difference that we are going to unpack and look at today. You can hear something or you can listen to something. You see, hearing something is more so just like noise in the background. You ever been doing work around the house and you just turn the TV on so it's not quiet, or you turn some music on just so that there is noise and it's not that you're listening to it, or you even know what's happening or what's being said or the song that's being sung, but you just have it on as noise in the background. That's when we hear stuff. But to listen to something is a step further. It's to give attention to focus, and to actually understand what is being said. That's the difference. And sometimes when I'm reading through God's word, I feel like I'm only hearing what God is saying or what his word is teaching. I'm not listening to it and gaining understanding. And so I end up having to go back and read it again and again. And there's nothing wrong with that if you find yourself in that same situation. Because what matters is that we give the effort to go back so that we can take away understanding from what we are reading, from what Jesus is teaching. But why? Why do we do this? Because something else in this world may have our attention. When we're reading through God's word, something else might have our focus in that moment. We're thinking about what we have to do that day. We're thinking about work. We're thinking about our schedules. We're thinking about some situation that has taken our focus away from what we are reading in God's Word. And maybe this happens to you on a Sunday morning when Pastor Tyler's up here or when someone else is preaching and teaching. You start to listen and then you slowly drift off and you think about what you have to do when you get home or you think about what is coming in the week ahead. We all have done it, and those things try to take us away from what God wants for our lives. And so we end up having to go back and to re-listen, to re-watch, to reread what God has for us. There are so many things in this world that will try to grab our attention, that will try to take our attention away from God, away from Jesus, away from His Word. But I am here to tell you that if you take nothing else out of this message today, is that Jesus and His teachings, the Word of God, should have priority over everything else. We should devote our attention, Jesus, to the Word of God. So if you do nothing else, try your best. Pray. Ask God to give you the attention, the focus, so that you can listen and understand what He has for you, both in this message and time that we have together this morning, and also in your own personal quiet time as well, so that things don't pull you away from God. So as we get ready to dive into the Word today, if you feel like you are struggling or wrestling with having a solid foundation, if you feel like so much is shifting beneath your feet that it's hard to stand firm, that it is hard to hold your ground, and you feel like everything just constantly is against you, then I pray and believe that the message that God has is for you today. I believe it's for each and every one of us, because from the prayer requests that we share every Sunday and the conversations that are had, I know many here today, including myself, often feel that way. And even this morning, we shared prayer requests where things are shifting and changing, and we need a firm and a steady foundation. And so today we're going to see where that comes from. So if you have your Bible and you want to flip there or on a tablet or a phone, you can go to Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to be starting at verse 24. And if you don't have that with you or you're watching online, the verses in the scripture will be on the screen for you to follow along. But this is what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. He says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." Now, before we go any further, the first word that we read there and that Jesus speaks is "therefore." And this is to let those who are gathered around him in that moment, as well as us, to know that everything that he just said and that has been taught matters. It's not to be ignored. It's not to be discarded. It's not like, okay, this is the last thing he's going to say. That's the only thing I'm going to pay attention to. No, Jesus is saying everything that I have just taught you matters. Because when you think about the Sermon on the Mount, yes, we have been walking through this for nearly 6 months now, and there's a lot that you can unpack and uncover. But for those who were gathered there in person, Jesus taught all of this in one sermon, one message, in one morning or one afternoon, whenever it was, in one go, Jesus teaches them this famous sermon on the Mount of Olives. And he is sitting there and talking with them, and he says, "Do not forget everything that I just said to you." And he's recalling all of those teachings, everything that he taught and everything that we have walked through this entire year so far. It matters, because too often we get so fixated and stuck on one thing that Jesus says. And that is all that matters to us. That is all that we fight for. That is all that we push. But everything that Jesus said matters. Everything that was recorded that he spoke matters. Everything in God's word matters. It's all important. God did not intend us to take just a part of his word, whether it's the Old Testament, the New Testament, one chapter, one book, one verse. Rather, we take it all as a whole, collectively together, because it all matters. From Genesis to Revelation, there is not a single piece that should be discarded or left out. And as Jesus is recalling everything that he teaches, he says, therefore. And then it goes on and says, everyone, not some, not a few, but everyone, all who hears this message, all. No one is excluded from that. But there are some who may not hear, who may not listen, who may not apply. But Jesus says, all who will hear and apply. Hear and apply. Those who will actually put into action what Jesus has taught. Because it doesn't matter if you hear or listen if you are not applying what God has taught, what Jesus has said, if you are not living it out in your life. And when Jesus says hears in this verse, it's the word akouo, the Greek word, and it means to listen and understand. You comprehend. You're not just background noise of what Jesus has taught, but you are actually focused and listening on or listening to what he said. Because if you think of it like this, and my wife might say I'm a little guilty of this, sometimes I hear rather than listen. Yeah, I heard what you said, but I only got part of it. I didn't get all the instructions or all the details, and so therefore I didn't complete whatever task it was I was given. But aren't we all guilty of this? Not only for church, not only when we're spending time in God's word, but in our lives, whether it's at home, in a relationship of many kinds, or even at work. Sometimes we don't understand. We don't get the whole picture. We only get part here and there. But if you were trying to build a house and you only listened to the part of framing the house, but you didn't listen and apply the drywall, you didn't listen to and apply running the electrical, you didn't listen to and apply laying the floors or painting the house, your house is incomplete. It's not what it could be because you only got what you wanted out of it. And then you drifted off and started following something else. That's our lives. When we don't apply what God has taught us, what Jesus has spoken, what his word teaches us, our lives are incomplete and not what they could be if we just apply. So, therefore, all that Jesus says matters. And take all of his teachings and apply them to your own life. And why? So that you can have a solid foundation. Because apart from that, even in your best effort, as we will see, it matters not. So as we continue, and as someone asked the question, what benefit is it to listen to Jesus? I'm glad you asked. Because Jesus is going to reveal to us here in the next verse, verse 25. It says, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. Now notice this. This is the wise man that Jesus is talking about. The one who listens and applies. He built his house on the rock. But what happened to his house? The rain still came. The wind still blew. The stream still rose against his house. You see, following Jesus does not exempt you or I from having a difficult life or difficult seasons in life and circumstances that are not easy. circumstances that we wish we did not have to go through and deal with. Just because we follow Jesus does not mean our life will be easy, smooth, and free from these struggles. There are still moments that are hard, yet we can still be standing after all of those storms that come our way. Why? Because our life has been built on the rock that is Jesus Christ. It's not in our own efforts. It's not in our good deeds or goodwill towards others. It's only because we are standing on the foundation that is Jesus. That's the benefit of listening and applying his teachings and what Scripture says to our lives. That's the promise of God when our foundation is built on Christ and nothing else. Because nothing else is able to stand and to hold us steady in our times of trouble. And as I was working on this message, it kind of brought me back to thinking, when it comes to listening and applying and understanding the Word of God and what Jesus teaches, and actually putting the application after we have received it, it brought me to and made me think about the parable of the sower, which Jesus actually teaches a few chapters after this in chapter 13 of Matthew. And it's the sower who goes out and he is throwing seed around the plant. And as he throws it, it lands on four different types of soil. And then after Jesus shares this parable, the disciples are asking about it. And Jesus then goes on to unpack what is happening here. And the first type of soil that the seed falls on is the seed falls on the path. And it says, when anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, just background noise. They just come because somebody invited them, or you're just here because you feel like that's what you're supposed to do. You're not here to actually listen and understand. You're just here to be here. When you don't understand God's word, the evil one comes, snatches away what was sown in their heart. That's the seed that falls on the path. Then the seed falls on the second, which is rocky ground. And this is someone who hears the word. They receive it with joy in that moment. But when trouble and persecution come, because of the word, they quickly fall away. When the rains fall and the wind blows and the streams rise, they immediately discard it and run away from the word, from the seed that is sown. And the third type of soil is that seed which falls among the thorns. And this is someone who falls away because of worry and anxiety in your life, or because of the deceitfulness, it says, of wealth in this world and in this life. You're pulled away and it is strangled because of those things, because your foundation is not on the things of Christ. And as a matter of fact, in the Sermon on the Mount just a few weeks ago, we walked through this. When Jesus teaches us not to worry, and he points to where our treasure is, and I promise you it ain't on this earth or in the things of this world, but our treasure is in heaven with him. And so then the fourth soil that Jesus talks about is the good soil, and this is when someone who hears the word understands it. They hear it, they understand it, and they receive it fully in their heart. So may our hearts be good soil today, in this moment, in this time right now, to receive what God has for us, to be ready and willing to allow that seed to take root in our hearts and in our lives, that we do not fall away from what God says, that we do not fall away when the storms come in this life, but that we are rooted and grounded in his word, and our hope is secure. And I believe that this word today, as it has given me encouragement through this time, is for each and every one of you, as well as those who might be joining online, who have never seen a Vine Church service before, but God has brought you here right now for this moment to know Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. Jesus died for you. And he alone is our solid and firm foundation. So the question may be, so what happens for those who do not listen and receive God's word, who have the other types of soils where it does not take root, and those who are just listening as noise in the background? You're not focused on what God is trying to say to you today. And here's the thing, because I know that there may be some sitting here right now, there might be some watching online. Again, you find yourself in this moment and you're not really focused on what I'm saying. You might not even be able to go back and tell me what I have talked about up to this point. But I pray and I give this warning not from my own self, but from God's word of what happens to those who ignore the teaching of Jesus, who do not listen, understand, and apply his word. Because this comes from the mouth of Jesus himself in verse 26. He says, but everyone, not some, not a few, everyone, all who hear these words of mine, does not put them into practice. Like a foolish man who built his house on sand. Most of us probably would say we like going to the beach. And we spend time at the beach each year or have in years past. And we like to play in the sand and maybe build sand castles. But what we learn from that time is you build a sand castle, and within a few hours that sand castle is gone. The next day, you can't even tell that you were there because the ocean waters, as they come in and go out, wipe it away. Not firm. It's not steady. It is shifting sand. It will not last. You see, Jesus wants us to understand that our lives are not meant to be built on something that does not last. Our lives are not meant to be built on something that shifts and changes from one moment or one day to the next. And that's the things of this world. That's anything outside of Jesus and the word of God. In this warning, he continues, he goes into verse 27, and Jesus says, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. You see, what's interesting and important for us to know and understand is that both houses, the wise builder and the foolish builder, both of their houses faced storms, went through difficult times, struggled, and had pressure against them. But one could withstand and the other could not. One was able to still be standing through the storm, and after the storm, the other was no longer there and may not have had any existence of being there after the storm. And the storms that come in our lives don't necessarily just have to be off of bad luck, a hard draw, or something of that nature, or even from bad decisions that we have made. Though they may come, and they will come when we make bad decisions at times, but maybe the storm itself that we are facing, the rain and the winds, are elements from God to strengthen us, to stretch us, to draw us near to him, to know that we can't stand on our own and there is nothing in this world that will hold us in a secure place other than Jesus and the word of God. When we listen, we understand, and we apply his teaching. And what's important out of the second, the foolish builder's house, is it was not just a stumble, it was not just a crack in the foundation or a crack in a wall, but no, the whole house came down, as it says in the verse 27, with a great crash. Listening, applying the words of Christ and his teachings to our lives have an eternal impact. It's not just to have a good day versus a bad day, but it's to have an eternal life versus eternal damnation. Eternal separation from God. Eternal separation from the love that is found in Jesus Christ. The one who lived the perfect sinless life that you and I could not. The one who is willing to die the death on the cross for each and every one of our sins. Who did no wrong, deserved no punishment, but yet took it on his own shoulders and upon his own life. Because he loves you and I that much. That's the one that holds us secure. That's the one that doesn't allow us to be shaken and brought down through the storms of life. Following Jesus is not about the easy path and choosing the easy road in life, but it is about receiving the life, the way, and the truth. It is about having a foundation that is unbreakable, one that does not crack no matter the storm you face. And this is only found in Jesus himself. The difference is not the house that was built. The foolish builder may have been very careful, very tedious. He may have cared for that house, loved that house, and spent all his time carefully constructing that house. The wise builder, the same. There may have been love, sweat, and tears that were poured out into those houses. But the difference was not the house itself, the foundation that it sat on. So it doesn't matter your intention, how good of a person you think you are or people tell you you are. Doesn't matter how much you put in a tithe box each and every week. Doesn't matter your church attendance. What matters is your foundation. What, and better yet, who do you believe in? What is your foundation? Is it the things of this world? Is it trying hard, or is it surrendering Christ? Is it letting him be your Lord and Savior? And so for each and every one of us here today, as we get ready to close, my prayer is this. May our hearts be good soil that is ready and willing to receive the word that God has for us. Whether it's in this moment right now, or whether it is listening to a podcast or a sermon or a message a week, a month, a year from now, may our hearts always be willing, ready to receive the word of God, that it can take root and be planted in our lives. And may each and every one of us do more than simply just hear the word of God, more than just turning on our audio Bible and letting it play as background noise, more than just reading through a few verses to make ourselves feel like we did something good today. But may we listen. May we give our attention and focus so that we understand God's word. And then may we apply it in order that we live it out in our lives. So that there is no other foundation our life is built on except for Jesus Christ alone. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for this day and this opportunity that you give each and every one of us to gather in your presence, to come together, to open your word together. And dear Lord, I pray that in this time that you are moving and stirring in hearts and in lives, whether here in this house, but also online, those who may be watching from afar. Dear God, I just pray that our ears are open to hear. God, to hear, to receive, to understand what you have called us, what you are calling us. God, I pray that our eyes are open to see you before us in the path that you have laid out. even if all we see is one step at a time. Dear Lord, may our hearts be open and ready to receive and believe exactly what you have for us. For some today, that may be receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior for the first time. Letting him be your foundation and not the things of this world. For others, maybe you already have Christ as your foundation, but you are shaken. You are struggling. You are worrying. You have anxiety and doubts and fears. May today be the opportunity for your ears to be open to hear his voice. That you know he is right there with you. That your eyes are open to see him and to know you are in his presence. For your heart to be open to know and to feel and experience his love closer than you ever have before. Wherever you are on your journey and in your life, may you hear him calling, see him before you. May your heart receive and believe exactly what he has for you. And for those who may be coming to Christ for the first time, to surrender to him as Lord and Savior of your life, to be your one true firm foundation, I want you to pray this prayer with me, and we're going to pray it all together for the benefit of those who are coming to faith for the first time potentially. But I want you to know and understand these words are not special, they're not magical, but it is the faith in your heart that Jesus is exactly who he says he is. That he lived the perfect sinless life. He died your and our death on the cross, paying the penalty for our sin. He rose in victory over sin and death. And our hope is secure and firm in him and in him alone. So if you will, just pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I repent of my sins and turn from my way to follow you. You live the perfect, sinless life I could not. You took my penalty for death on the cross. You rose in victory over sin and death. Teach me to follow you the rest of my life the best way I know how. With every head bowed and eyes still closed, if you're in the house or you're online and you prayed that prayer, when I count to three, I just want you to raise your hand up or leave us a comment, send us an email to hello@thevine.tv, or just leave us a comment on whatever platform you're watching, because we want to encourage you, we want to help you, and we want to walk with you and celebrate this step with you. One, two, three. If that's you, just lift your hand up. If you're in the house, if you're watching online, leave a comment so that we can connect with you and encourage you and walk with you through this, celebrate with you today. Lord Jesus, I thank you for each and every person here. Those who have joined online, I thank you for this wonderful day that we get to celebrate the fathers in our families and in our lives. But most importantly, we acknowledge the great, great Father that you are. I pray in this time as we close in worship that you will draw us near to you. Help us to sing our praises and lift our voices to you right now in this moment, God. And that as we sing, Lord, our foundation is firm and secure because it is built on the rock, Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for all that you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Y'all stand and worship with us. You make all things new.
Father's Day again to all the fathers. We are thankful for each and every one of you. And just remember, no matter what storms you face in this life, whatever comes your way, no matter how hard the rain falls or the wind blows or how high the streams rise, when Christ is our foundation, we will still be standing when the storm has come and gone. So just carry that with you today, Lord. Please be with us as we leave here today. Watch over us, take care of us in all that we do and all that we say. May we bring glory and honor to you. Bring us back safely next week. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.